Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome along. This is Breakfast Roll with Cooper and Una. These are the best bits and the whole show that we had this morning. It was lots and lots of fun. Una's had to skip out early today, so we're going to get through all the bits and pieces. And we started off with an issue that I was having with some of my friends.
Una, could I ask you something? And I don't know, does this happen to you, but it's been it happens to me every year. And I've kind of had it.
What?
I am absolutely sick and tired of getting the messages, "Oh, let's meet up over Christmas," from people you don't hear from, like, all year round. "Hey, let's meet up for Christmas."
Wow.
And I'm just like, well, how about we could meet up in the summertime? You know, when I asked you to come meet me in summertime, why can't you meet me summertime? Why is it Christmas when it's the busiest, most... I really am not loving this year Christmas.
The Grinch is strong in this one.
You know, it's just kind of like... we're all busy. We're trying to do things with our family. And then it's like, "Hey, can we meet up around Christmas?"
Because people are home for Christmas, you big Grinch.
Sorry, all my friends, none of them live abroad, so they're all home anyway. They live at home. They live down the road.
Yeah, but Christmas is it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the time for sharing.
Sorry,
and
just threw up in my mouth.
Oh, God. And giving and meeting friends and, you know, feeling the love and swapping loving energies.
Why can't you do that when the weather's nice?
They can do that when the weather is nice, but
instead
I suppose
of having to
Christmas
go and stand in a stuffy pub in a stupid Christmas jumper with the heat on too hot, and then everybody gets a flu again.
You know what you'd know? You'd want to kick up the bum.
Why?
Seriously, I'm going to tell your friends not to bother messing you because you're just giving out about it because you don't want to meet them because it's Christmas, then you only want to meet them when it suits you. Huh.
No, it's not just when it's just that you only... Right. I only hear from them when it's Christmas time and when there's a concert they want to go to. They think I can get free tickets. Like, all right, whatever.
But that's like, that is just, that's life. You can't meet all your friends all the time. And I think it's a wonderful thing when your friends come along at Christmas and they make an effort to meet up with you. But this guy, this Grinch, he's found a reason to give out about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sending me pictures of their dogs dressed in a Christmas jumper. I'm like,
"Oh, that's so cute.
Stop it."
Oh, I can't wait to dress Missy in a Christmas jumper. That's I can't wait. Cruelty. I'm so excited for that. No, she really wants to.
She doesn't
want
to.
She does. Of course she does.
We've established this. She doesn't know it's Christmas. She doesn't like putting clothes on.
She does.
To dogs. She likes to lick her bum and cuddle up with you and lick your face.
She just listen to me. She's really excited for Christmas this year.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I can feel the vibes. I can read the energy. Energy is everything, and you just won't accept that fact.
Energy,
okay?
It's everything.
It is.
Do you know what? We were talking about the age of disclosure and Disclosure Day and aliens and stuff like this. I think you're one of them. and you're here to take my eyeballs out and suck my brains out and then eat them. And
stop.
Then...
That's disgusting. Anyway, will you stop complaining and giving out and just join in the festive spirit and meet your friends and have a good time and make memories, man. That's what it's all about.
Memories. Mm. I'm definitely not alone. I definitely think there's other people who hate that when their friends just reach out at Christmas time.
Well, at least they're reaching out to you. You know, maybe you should reach out to them.
I do, when the weather's nice and it's a nice time of the year and it's bright evenings and stuff like this. But, oh no, they're busy doing their things with their families in the summertime.
I can't be listening to you. You give an aspirin a headache.
I'm just a bit bummed out by people only messaging you to meet up like at Christmas time. It's like, let's meet up over Christmas.
Because that's what people do, you weirdo. Seriously.
I was meant to go to a friend's surprise birthday party on Saturday. I couldn't go. And
Bad form.
Huh?
Bad form.
Una, you gave me the bloody flu.
Poor show. You could have I knew you blamed me for the flu. I knew it. You could have picked up that flu from anywhere.
you came into studio saying, I've had influenza B for the last 2 weeks.
It was influenza A.
Oh, even worse.
It wasn't, no.
And and while it was off sick, Una spent her time messaging me saying, how sweaty are you? I was very sweaty and cold at the same time.
That's disgusting.
But I missed our kind of like meetup with all the lads I grew up with. So happy birthday, Neil. It was his surprise birthday, and I'm absolutely raging and livid that I couldn't make it. But I did get a message from him saying, you want to meet up over Christmas?
Oh my god.
Maybe if you're meeting up at Christmas, all your friends that know each other, they're all meeting up in a group, and then you do it all in one go.
Yeah.
And it's a bit easier. And everyone's having the crack anyway, so it's not like it's some dry event that you're going to.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So stop moaning and giving out. Honest to God. Like, who could be listening to that? I feel so sorry for your poor wife. Oh, long suffering Lisa. God love her. I swear to God. It's the truth, though. How could you be listening to someone? Oh, yeah. They only asked me out. They only want to meet up, but it's Christmas.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, yeah.
But I actually don't feel sorry for my wife because she doesn't have to put up with you every day. Do you know what I mean?
Breakfast rolls.
We then moved on to our survey says that 31% of people say that this is one of the most annoying things when it comes to Christmas. What is it?
All right, getting your jingle bells ready. What are we doing on our survey says this morning, Donal?
Study says 31% of people say this is an annoyance when it comes to Christmas. Come on, Cooper. This is you written all over.
Everything.
No, it's not everything.
Do you know what is the most annoying thing? And do you know what? Micheál. Micheál was right not to do it this year, and that was to do the staff Secret Santa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. That is so grinchy.
No, it's not. It's because I want to get the person who I have something nice for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I don't know enough about them to know what they want, and I've been asking the office to please put a wish list, and they haven't. And so I think the most annoying thing is people not making a wish list.
Oh my God. No, because you have to go, you have to think outside the box, you have to be creative, use the noggin, or just guess. And you can go over the €20 as well.
What?
I knew you'd react like that.
I'm not on your wage, Una.
Oh, no.
Like, money bags over there. Like, Una always has cash.
Oh, yeah. I always have cash. Yeah.
Let me give you a bit of cash for that. Go get me a sausage roll. I said, no, Una, I don't carry cash.
I have changed. €2. €1. Like, seriously.
Anyway, is that it?
It's not Secret Santa.
Okay. No, 087-110-107. What's your guesses?
Have you got one, Una? No?
Have I got one? The most annoying thing about Christmas is when you open a present and you just hate it. Oh. And you have to pretend to and you have to pretend to like it. Thank you so much. And you're like,
it's sick. You have never pretended to like anything I got for you that
okay.
You didn't like.
Oh, well, sorry for not liking the jar of relish that you just pulled out of your press the morning of my birthday because you forgot my birthday. There was no way I could pretend to like the jar of relish. This face can't lie sometimes. I mean, firstly, I don't like relish. And the absolute neck of you just to pull something out of the press that morning because someone messaged you saying, don't forget it's Una's birthday, and you had forgotten.
Right. Now that you've had your little say, let me just say, I brought you in more than a jar of relish, of homemade relish. I brought you in a whole lot of homemade items from our house.
From the farm. Yeah. What else did you bring me?
I don't know.
A dog collar?
Yeah, a dog doggy.
A doggy collar. Yeah, that wasn't for me. That was for my dog. So obviously, that's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a present for me. But you brought me in something waxy.
Yeah, to save the environment so you don't need to use cling film.
Well, I do use that.
It's a wax wrap.
Yeah, I still have the wax wrap.
And you still use it?
Sometimes.
You've taken it out of the packet, have you?
I have, yeah. I have.
Well, my wife made that from the bees.
Don't you make me feel bad now, but listen, relish is all I have to say.
31% of people say this as is an annoyance when it comes to Christmas.
Una!
On this occasion, no.
Okay. All right. 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is to today's survey says? 31% of people say that this is an annoyance when it comes to Christmas. What is it? Our survey says we need some guesses in on 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is to this?
31% of people say this is an annoyance when it comes to Christmas. What is it?
Is it cleaning up after Christmas dinner?
Oh, that is a big annoyance.
Yeah.
That's why you do it as you go.
But afterwards, when everyone's finished.
Oh, like plates and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Hang on a second. I think I have it. I have it. All right. It's when people put the empty wrappers back in the celebrations box.
That is the most annoying thing.
Why do people get so worked up about that? You pick up a wrapper, it's there, grand. Put it back down and go root again. Go fish. It's not a big deal.
You are the type of person that leaves a tea bag on a sink.
You are the type of person that likes bounties. Ha!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like healthy food.
Everyone,
bit of coconut.
Everyone listening now knows exactly what you're like.
I'm a bounty lover. All right, 087-1102-107. Dola, what was the question again?
31% of people say this is an annoyance when it comes to Christmas. What is it?
Okay, guesses on 087-1102-107.
Morning, iRadio. Tommy here in Roscommon.
Morning, Tommy in Roscommon.
Morning. The most annoying thing about Christmas has to be the queues. Has to be.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go is a queue.
Very true.
People like Cooper, who did their shopping back in September, don't have that problem. Mr. Organized over there.
I'm actually doing mine today. I've a couple of bits that I bought online, and then I've got to do the old physical, face-to-face queue up for things today.
Oh.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you. All right, Fergal.
Would I be working on Christmas Day? Because I know I am.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
You're working on Christmas Day?
Yeah, I'm on here 1 till 4.
That means I am too.
No. I'm just doing Cooper's Christmas crackers.
Ha ha. Sorry. Sorry. I can't believe that came out. That was so childish. I'm hanging around my 4-year-old twins too much.
Good news for you. You're working New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. All right, Lisa.
Good morning, iRadio. Lisa here. I think the annoying thing about Christmas is, I suppose if you're married and you have the argument of whose house are we going to go to? Are we going to your mum's, your dad's, your mum's? Who's coming over to ours? Oh my God, that drive me mad. Anyway, have a good day, guys.
Yeah, I suppose you could just go to everybody's just to have like 17 Christmas dinners or just like compromise. And if that's the only thing you need to worry about, sure, don't you have a great life?
Oh my God. Wow.
What?
It says your man who was given out earlier about his friends only contacting him at Christmas time.
Yeah. Maybe they're thinking about to me because I only contact them at summertime.
Yeah.
All right, okay, what's the answer, please,
the
Donald?
The answer is 31% of people say this is annoying at Christmas. It's having to send Christmas cards to the people who send you them still. You don't send them in general, but you're like, oh, we've got to send them one now because
I'm
it's rude.
So bad at sending Christmas cards.
I don't think I've ever sent one.
Yeah, I know. I've never got one from you.
Yeah. Do you send Christmas cards?
Oh, yeah.
You hate the environment. What?
We would make paper and we'd pulp it ourselves and then we'd get the kids to walk around to hand deliver.
Oh my God,
you're such a looter.
I'm only joking.
All right, listen. Are you on my Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. A chance to win the contents of Una's drawers. What's going to be in there? On the lead up to Christmas, you never know what surprises could be in there. A score of 7 to beat. How did Darren from Offaly get on? Here we go. Rhyme it just a little bit. No, all of it. Playing Rhyme It this morning. Let's go to Darren in Offaly. Good morning, Darren.
How are you?
Darren, are you currently working at the moment? You're a courier, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
It is. Oh, you're a busy man.
In the height of it, yeah.
Absolutely. And are you working weekends as well, your hero?
Yeah, 6 days a week at the minute, yeah.
All right, okay. But you do have a day off coming up really soon. You're going ice skating, I believe.
Yeah, we're heading down to Galway now, so ice skating Sunday, looking forward to it.
And do you just throw a mattress in the back of the van because there's a bunch of yous? You've got 5 kids, man. What's going on?
Whoa.
You must have a bus to drive them all around.
Yeah. What ages are they?
I've Tiernan, he's 11. I've Ayla, she's 10. I have Clodagh, she's 9. I have a girl, Erin, is 5 today. A big shout out to her.
Happy birthday, Erin!
And I have Hewlett at 2.
Oh my God. Do you know what's the most amazing thing about that? You've remembered all their names.
and you have Irish right, triplets.
So yeah, that's right, yeah.
Just your poor, your wife, like, you know. Wow.
That's pretty good.
She's a great woman.
There.
5. Holy moly.
Right, Darren, we want you to try and get as many points on the leaderboard so you can win the contents of Una's drawers. How we play Rhyme It is, we are going to give you a word that you have to rhyme and we give you loads of questions and every answer rhymes with that word. Do you get the rules?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Cool,
yeah.
And you love 30 seconds. The word that you have to rhyme with today is?
Tree, T-R-E-E. Okay?
Perfect, yeah.
All okay, right, your 30 seconds start now.
It's a tradition in some places to swim in this on Christmas Day.
See.
When you receive something without payment, you get it what?
Free.
I run away when I see one of these little flying stingers.
Me.
I prefer to drink this to coffee.
Me.
How many kings were there in the nativity story?
Three.
I slipped on the ice and grazed my what?
Me.
I love eating the soft, creamy cheese at Christmas.
Free.
I had to stop Christmas shopping because I was bursting for...
Time is up.
Me.
Time is up.
Time is up.
We have a joint. That is your joint leaderboard with Lisa. She's also got 7. You got 7 this morning. Well done,
way.
Darren.
Lovely.
Savage score, Darren.
Darren would be more excited if you'd got 8. You did absolutely fantastic, man.
If I wasn't doing all the hours of work, I would have been more confident.
I know.
I would have definitely got 10.
Listen, you're doing God's work. Seriously, Darren.
Cheers. Thank you.
I'm just waiting for the email saying, oh, yeah. Your package is out for delivery. Oh, the excitement.
This is for my Christmas gift that she's got me.
Huh? What? Are we doing that this year? I thought we said, okay.
Probably not.
No.
Okay. Not after. Do you know what she made me do yesterday, Darren? She dressed. She actually went and bought a Santa outfit, a deluxe one, made me get dressed up with 2 sacks full of presents and give them out to people and tried to get me to sing Christmas songs outside garages, outside people's works, into a hairdresser. It's like, what the hell?
It was so much fun, Darren. And can I just say, that was a really nice outfit on you. It was lovely fit, snug.
Pervert. Darren, thank you so much. If nobody beats the score tomorrow or Friday, we'll have to do a flip of the coin for yourself and Lisa, all right?
That's no problem at all.
All right, talk to you later. Look after yourself. Be safe.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
So if you've been listening to the show, that you might have found that I'm not really feeling Christmas this year yet. I think maybe come this weekend I might be a bit more into it. But Una dragged me out, dressed as Santa Claus, and got me to try and get into the Christmas spirit. Did it work? Here we go. Yesterday, Una decided she would drag me around, dressed as Santa Claus, giving out presents because I'm not feeling Christmassy this year. She says I'm a proper Grinch, and she tried to get all the Christmas spirit into me. Was I feeling it? We've got some really good clips on the way to see how we got on, but this was kind of like how it started off.
I am turning Stephen Cooper, the Grinch, into the Christmas King. He is going to dive into Christmas, dive into tinsel, and spread the Christmas cheer by singing Christmas carols and giving everyone loads of Christmas presents. Ho, ho, ho! Happy Christmas, one and all!
Jesus. So, you can feel the vibe. So, let's see how we get on. That is on the way. Hold tight. Okay, so it all happened yesterday. It all went down. Una took the company's money and bought a Santa outfit. A deluxe one as well.
Deluxe. Only the best for you, my friend.
Also, it was made for somebody with tiny, tiny hands.
Oh, no, because you've got
like
shovel hands. Yeah. Sausage
finger hands.
Can't call
me that. Why? Because. Anyway, so the idea was, because I've just not been feeling Christmas this year for some reason. I don't know what it is. I'm just not vibing with it. Maybe it's because it's, I don't know. I don't know why. But you were just like, we need to get you to the Christmas. You're such a Grinch. So you dressed me up as Santa Claus yesterday, dragged me out of the studios and says, right, let's get you getting away Christmas to bring you all Christmas cheer to you.
Trying to do you a favour.
Yeah. All right. So you dragged me to hairdressers, garages, guys putting tyres on cars.
An ale bar.
a nail bar as well. So this is how it all went down.
So what am I doing? I just giving presents to people?
No, you have to start singing No
ho,
Christmas.
Ho, ho.
Yes, that's it. Come on.
I suppose Merry Christmas. So ho, 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 presents for you.
Oh, what do we got?
Oh, white chocolate milky thingies.
Santa Claus, give it a bit more oomph.
A bit more oomph?
Yeah, a bit more.
What
it was just so lackluster. There was no emotion. I wasn't feeling. There was no vibe.
I did try and get into the whole Santa thing, you know, the naughty nice.
Something special for you.
Now, don't sit on his knee if he invites you to, because that's just him being a pervert.
Merry Christmas. Who's been naughty?
Not me, Santa. Me, Santa.
Well, you've been naughty, so you get the Ferrero share.
Is that kind of getting into it? Is that the right
kind you were just being pervy there.
Okay. Yeah. They were like, yeah. There was more people in that room than we thought, like who were getting their hair done and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I had to delve into the bag again and I pulled out what was an empty box of celebrations.
Were you eating these? Carol, you stole Christmas from these people.
How did that end up in there?
A crunchy and a double decker mini.
Yeah, I left those.
That's all that's there. Yeah. You should be doing this.
Come
I'm
on,
so
Claus.
Sorry.
What else is in your sack?
And then you were like, get a picture there with Santa Claus, and then there was some inappropriate belly rubbing going on.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Your hair's fabulous.
You can tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Rub me belly.
Aww, lovely.
She can have a happy Christmas. I just want to go home.
And then you were trying to get me to sing more Christmas songs about virgins.
Will you start singing Christmas carols? You're not feeling the vibe. I'm not believing.
Holy night. All is good.
By the way, this is outside in the public where people were passing by.
All is bright. Round young virgin.
Will you just sing the song?
Maybe I'm starting to see the picture now why I wasn't getting into Christmas. Because it's like trying to learn Irish in school. If you just weren't getting it right, you were giving out to. You were just giving out to me.
Joy to the made up Christmas songs that Una keeps making up. She's singing about Christmas trees and then she's drinking tea.
If you don't start taking this seriously, I'm going to ring the boss. You're singing.
I thought we were done. You forced me to come somewhere else. Just look, I'm.
Come on, let's go in. Come on, make an entrance, Santa. Say ho 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 loudly.
Ho 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 loudly. This is a stick of.
A stick of. Into Circle K. Dressed as Santa Claus and like, this is a stick of. Oh, sorry. I wasn't feeling it. There was a few lovely moments. There was the group of kids across the road that we saw coming over.
That was lovely. And they were like, wholesome.
Santa! And they I'm like, don't run across the road in the car park! And there was lots of hugs being given out. We do have more clips on the way. We'll come back to them because we have to reveal, did I actually get Christmas tree?
Yeah.
And am I actually pretending and holding back right now?
Yeah.
That I'm all in the spirit. Find out. That's on the way. Yesterday, I was dragged kicking and screaming, dressed as a Santa Claus. And it was all Una's idea. She's like, you're not feeling Christmas. You're not Christmassy enough. You haven't even got your decorations up.
I'm just thinking of you.
I'm fine.
I know there is a Buddy the Elf inside there that wants to release itself into the world.
Oh my God. You really do have a way with words. You know that. So you dressed me up as Santa Claus. You brought me around and I was all over the place going in and out of businesses, standing outside shops, singing Christmas carols. I did walk into a Circle K and say, this is a stick up. They laughed though. They were like, oh, it's gas. And they all
got shocked.
I know. Anyway, I just really couldn't handle it.
Christmas goes, yada yada, snowballs and stuff. Bloody elves. Yeah. Okay, happy Christmas.
I'm sorry, he's a very rude Santa. Be nice about it.
Happy Christmas, ho ho ho, and all that. Here you go. Can't do this.
Do you remember we were standing outside one of the shops and the door kind of automatically opened and you said, go ho ho ho, do your ho ho ho.
Yeah.
I just went, ho
Yeah, into a lady's ear. I was absolutely mortified.
It didn't even dawn on me.
Yeah, well, that's what you did.
This thing doesn't even fit
you're
me.
Like a bold teenager. Come on, Santa.
At least I'm not an unk like you.
Well, welcome, Santa.
Oh, ho. He's got some presents.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Well, don't we have all the presents for you guys. I got a lovely something for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ho, ho, ho.
In fairness, everybody was very welcoming. Like, when you do walk in dressed as Santa Claus, everybody does their eyes light up and they get really delighted.
Oh, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
Look, my sack is empty here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was all emptied out and I had enough.
You won't fit down the chimney.
She's been fat shaming me all morning. So, will you get through that door, you big oaf?
Listen, you ruined Christmas now for everyone with your lackluster performance.
Okay, can I let you in on something that happened after we'd done all of that?
Yeah.
I had to go to the garage and I had to fill up with diesel. Bloody hell, that's another mortgage that it just cost me.
Mm-hmm.
And I filled up the car and while I was filling up, there was Christmas songs playing, you know, in the forecourt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, driving home for Christmas. I went in and I was like, and I went up to the counter and said, because I wanted to get a sandwich. I'm like, can I pay for my my fuel here? They're like, yeah, what will you have? I said, just give us a chicken wrap and whatever like that. Grant. Got up to the counter. I said, oh, bad Christmas as well, thanks. Grant. And now, pub number 3, Grant, that's €150,000. And I think she said the sandwich is on us.
Oh!
I was like, oh my God, Christmas is magical. I'm like, why? She goes, oh, it's just a way of saying Happy Christmas to you. And I wasn't dressed as bloody Santa.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to go to HR. You're abusing your position. You're going out getting free things.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go,
go, go. There you go. There is Breakfast Rolled. That's our podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you check out the show tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. only on iRadio. Like, share, subscribe, whatever you need to do. Thanks for checking it out. And also, if you haven't got the new Go Loud app, go get it now, all right?
Truth or trash? It's all about telling facts, learning new things, exploring the world that we live in and beyond.
John, what is your fact this morning, please?
In Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Beautiful place. It's a tradition to strap on your roller skates and roll on over to Christmas Mass. You go to church on roller skates at Christmas. That's what I'm saying.
Jeez, that'd be dangerous. What do you do if you're going up for the communion?
You have to be good at it. Like,
you roll down the...
Hold on to the pews as you go by. Just make sure that you're all right.
Well, what about all the genuflecting and stuff? Like, you could fall flat on your face. It's dangerous.
Una's got a point.
There is a point there.
Yeah. Like, is there standing and sitting and kneeling and all of that?
Maybe there's not as many for the roller skating.
Is it a roller disco?
In a church.
Church. Roller disco.
I don't know that bit, so, but like, that would be better.
That'd be so much fun.
Yeah,
that might get people going back to mass. Like,
yeah,
you know, if you just had a circular and everybody's just going around and roller disco, and we're going to do a novena. Everyone's like, I'll be wrecked. Oh no, yeah. I'm on roller skates. It'll be fine.
I'm going to say it's trash.
I'm going to say, you lock that in. I'm going to say true. I'm going to lock that in. I think this is true.
Locking it in. It is. Yeah, it's true.
It's
a Venezuelan thing. It's roller skate mass.
Off to Venezuela. Yeah.
Wow.
That is gas.
Yeah.
I love
everyone
that.
Comes on Christmas roller skates. Yeah.
You've turned into a robot.
Yeah, I did nothing.
What are you doing over there? That's fun. All right. Well, while Donald's fidgeting with his...
Oh, that's better. The wire must have came out a little bit.
You must have just qualified as a radio engineer.
That's
just
me.
Right there. Okay. Earlier on, do you remember I was talking about The Age of Disclosure and the new movie that Steven Spielberg's coming out? It got me thinking about space.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the things that are out there and the things that we don't know about. And it reminded me of one of my favourite things about space.
Yeah.
And that is... To infinity and beyond! Buzz Lightyear. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of the finest space explorers out there. Buzz Lightyear!
What music is this from?
Space Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
2001. But what my fact is about Buzz Lightyear was... Buzz Lightyear was originally going to be called Lunar Larry.
Lunar Larry.
The one you need beyond beyond. Hello, I'm Lunar Larry.
I'm going to say that's trash. Lunar Larry. It just doesn't roll off the tongue.
That's probably why they changed it to Buzz Lightyear. Yeah.
But I mean Lunar Larry.
I think
all the kids looking to buy Lunar Larry toys.
I'm going to say true because maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lock it in, lock it in.
Could be true.
Could be true. It is bloody well true.
Is it?
Buzz Lightyear is going to be called Lunar Larry. I wish they called him Lunar Larry.
No, it was such a good shout to change it to Buzz Lightyear.
It would have made that whole series a proper good franchise. They would have made millions from it if they called him Lunar Larry.
Not true.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like not many people have heard a Toy Story because of that. Obviously joking. Una, what's your made of factors?
Hey,
hey.
Okay, so Harry Styles has four nipples. Right? We know this. Yeah. We know this.
I did not.
Well, did you not?
That was my fact. I thought it was three. That's what you said.
No,
he
has four. He has four nipples.
Did it work?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Adira's work?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah. Harry has recently incorporated those nipples into a Christmas-themed tattoo. Because he is a mad fan of Christmas. So the nipples are now part of reindeer eyes. Yeah?
Okay.
So the reindeer eyes and then there's antlers as well. So there's two reindeer. Very tasteful, actually. Quite subtle. And Harry said in a recent interview, he said, the tattoos are about Christmas. If the first thing you notice is nipples, maybe you need to have a word with yourself. Is this truth or is this trash?
So he has reindeers tattooed. Are they tattoos or are they just drawings?
No, they're tattoos.
So he's really embraced this. He's gone full.
Well, he's really arty. You know what I mean?
Harry Styles arty.
Yeah, very, very arty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what? Trash.
Yeah, no, trash. Yeah.
You're saying trash as well?
I am, yeah. I don't think it went full.
Ye of little faith, you're no crack. Absolutely. You might be right, but you're minus crack. You might be right, but you're minus crack. Yeah, I made that up.
He should do
something with the four of them because he could totally incorporate them into something really arty.
I thought you were going to say like a Christmas tree and each nipple was like a little bauble or something
like
that.
Oh, I should have thought of that one. Yeah. That would have been more believable than the reindeer's eyes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's why I was going to go with the.
You see, I was just thinking, what can you do with nipples? Oh, you can just make them into like, you know, eyes.
I can think of more things you can do with nipples.
Oh, God.
Hey.
El pervert.
Come here.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
My goodness, lady, your kahunas are big and strong because I don't know how you do this on a weekly basis. I don't know why.
I love doing it. My favourite thing to do.
You're driving us, right. Who's the victim today?
So Patrick got in touch with me and he wanted me to prank his mate David, who is a physio who works in Mayo. So I rang David up looking for a session.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hi, is this David?
It is, yeah.
Hi, David. Biddy Byrne here in Westport. How are you doing? Is this a good time?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no problem. I just wasn't sure who it was, Billy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Listen, I was just wondering if you have any available appointments. I've heard you have magic hands.
Magic hands. Sorry, Billy. I just wasn't sure who
Biddy Byrne. It's just Biddy. That I have a twinge that started in my lower back there, and now it's travelled to the right buttock and it's moved over to the left.
Oh, no bother, Billy. Yeah.
I think it's the glutes. You call it in the business. Is it?
Oh, yeah, of course. But it is, definitely.
Now, listen, my friend Mag said you gave her a deep tissue massage and she said she floated out of there after being on your table.
Is this in the...
Yeah, I just feel so wound up and tight. It's just been so long since I was able to... relax properly. I'm like a banjo string under pressure. One pluck and I'd snap. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, right, okay. I tell you, thing is...
Listen, I want the full package now, David. I want you to check me out from top to bottom, if you know. So I just need someone to get in there and work me over until I turn floppy, if you know what I mean. I think it's just a matter of going at the right spot, David. Do you know? I've had physios before, but they could never quite find it. Do you know what I mean?
I get you. But the only thing is, I'm actually in the... So I don't think I could see you privately. You'd probably have to get a referral from your GP.
Stop.
You know that
oh,
crack.
God. Now, Mags promised me. She promised me a release. She said that there is something about a trigger point release. And she said you had her seeing stars, David.
Oh, yes.
Listen, I can handle intensity. I've lived through 5 Mayo All-Ireland. So how about it, me and you? Some happy time. Hmm?
I can, if you get your GP to send you a referral, I've no bother at all, Biddy. Yeah, no problem.
Sure, look, let's cut out the middleman. Let's get straight to the point, me and you. Sure, I can't be spending 60 euro going to the doctor. Didn't I tell you it's my buttocks? You can just go in and massage them and everything will be... Hi, David. It's Una from my radio here. You're going to kill me, but Patrick, your friend Patrick, put me up to this.
Oh my God! I think you've pushed way too many buttons on that one.
Really?
Oh my God! The poor lad is probably thinking maybe I should take this appointment.
No, he was so nice. I felt bad after that one. Actually,
that was so funny. Come here, if you want Una to wind up somebody in your life, we'd love you to get in contact with us. Send us a WhatsApp now, 087-1102-107.
Are you on my tears?
Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Do we have something for you right now? You can take this, Una, because...
So, yeah. Okay, we'll start. Right. When you were on holidays, Cooper, or was it... You were sick. Sorry, you were sick.
You were
sick.
You gave me the flu.
Yeah, I gave you the flu, right. Something happened. Something came to light.
Okay.
A revelation, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're listening now, you may want to sit down, because this is incredibly shocking, right?
I still can't... I think you're winding me up.
No, listen. So I mentioned... that when I do my weekly shop, I will always include toilet roll.
Yeah, as you do.
In the weekly shop. It's just something you don't want to run out of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to be caught short.
Well, you get an 8-pack every week.
I get an 8-pack every week, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a normal human, Donal. Like a normal human. Hold on a second now. Hold on. This is the revelation that I learned, okay? In July... Donald Scally went to the shop, July. How long ago was that? Is that 5 months ago? 5 months, 6 months, five,
it
six,
was the
six,
end
six,
of July, beginning of August.
Don't minimise it. Do not minimise this.
No need to be pedantic about this one, Mr. Scally.
Donald Scally went to the shop in July, the summertime. It's now wintertime.
Yeah, so we're on the brinks of half a year here,
yeah,
okay?
Right? 6 months.
Yeah.
He bought a 12-pack of bog roll.
Go on. And?
He still has 2 or 3 left. I kid you not, my friends.
I'm on the last one.
What?
Don't
the hell?
I just don't go through a mad amount. Like, people reel loads off. I just reel off enough. I go once in the morning, and like you do at 10 past 10.
We're not asking for your...
No, I'm just saying that's my time ago, and then I use it, and that's it.
No way. Are you using the blue roll? You know the big blue roll? Is that what you use for toilet roll? Because...
No.
Okay.
It's padded. It's good.
Okay, so you invested in the good stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
This is true, yes.
So there's a good tog on that.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like
tog.
A sheet.
Apply.
Yeah,
so because I know the age of house you live in, you shouldn't be using more than a 2-ply because you'll clog the system.
Oh my God. Look what you're doing now. He's clogging the system and he's not... Like, how
it's
is it possible for a human to just have that little toilet roll... In 6 months?
Well,
like, are you doubling up or with them, or what are you doing?
I just take enough off for what I need. I don't take... People do a full, I'll just take half of it off in this time and then just go mad. I just take enough for what I need.
Are you frugal? Is that what it is? No, it's his motto. Is it? One sheet is plenty.
Now, more than one sheet.
I did a little bit of... Because I knew we were going to be talking about this, I did a little bit of research on what the average person should be using. So in Europe, for the size of our toilet rolls, which are smaller than American toilet rolls, the average person uses 85 to 120 rolls per year. Okay. Per person. Okay. 85 to 120 per person. Yeah. In America, 140 plus. Right. It's their diet over there. It's a different situation.
Okay, but let's stay focused on Donal now.
Eight. So no, 16. You're averaging 16 rolls a year when the average person a year is averaging 85 to... That's just 100 rolls a year.
I'm concerned.
Between beginning of August and now, I've used...
End of 11. July.
Yes.
11.
11, and I'm on the 12th, yes.
No wonder the man has money.
What money?
What else are you for? Like, do you double dip your tea bags as well? You know what I mean? Do you use them twice?
You're averaging 10 sheets of toilet paper a day. Like, that's not hygiene, that's faith. Do you know what I mean?
When people comes over to his house, he has a little notice that it's like, no more than two sheets. I've counted.
No, I take it away and put it under the door one at a time when they need it.
Donal, man, what is going on?
Is anybody else this frugal with toilet paper? 0871 102 107. 0871 102 107. Literally, statistically, your toilet roll that's on your holder has seen more sunsets than anything else in your house. Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Yeah. There's something going on that you're only using. It doesn't, statistically and mathematically, it doesn't make sense for him to be using, you know.
He's an anomaly.
That's me.
Seriously.
We just learned about Donal's toilet paper habits, which were...
And they're quite shocking, right?
Yeah.
So Donal, at the end of July, now we're in December, so nearly 6 months, right? Yeah. Bought a 12-pack of bog roll.
Nice.
Mm. And he still has two left.
No, I'm on the last one.
Oh, you're on the last one. Yeah. Okay. Mind blowing.
I've never thought about it until you've brought it to light.
But we
now
need to. It's maybe.
I just use what I need each time, and then I've just not had to buy another one. But I'm on the last one now, so I need to buy another one now.
Lynn reckons she's got an answer to this.
I don't think Donal uses that much toilet paper because it's constipated.
Hey, having issues, Donal?
Prune juice.
I'm not prune juice. Yeah, no.
Some pears, kiwis are always good.
We have a new nickname for him now. All right, prune juice.
Why's he calling that? Don't ask.
It's bog roll Donal. Bog roll Donal. That's the
BRD.
BRD. BRD in the house. BRD.
I'm not constipated. It's just I go when I go, and that's me done.
The average person uses 100 rolls a year, Donal.
I think something psychologically happened. Like when he was young, he got caught short somewhere.
Oh yeah.
And he ran out of toilet rolls. So now in his head, every time he's traumatized, he's like, can't run out. Yeah. So just use a little tiny bit.
Yeah.
A tiny bit.
Could be something like that. Yeah.
It could be.
I don't know. Yeah.
You need to delve deeper into that. Maybe do some hypnosis. Ava. Ava in Newbridge has been in touch, and she puts things quite succinctly here. She says, Donal, some things should not last that long. That bog roll has seen festivals, heat waves, Halloween, and now Santa. It's mind-blowing. Ain't that the truth?
I'm not saying things in this station anymore. I just thought, normally I'm going through it as I go through it. That's fine. And when you said you buy eight a week, I was like, that's mad.
Of course I do. I'm a normal human. A normal human.
I think somebody's figured out how he's averaging so little amount of toilet roll purchases. So 12 within a year. And this person has the answer.
Donal's using both sides of the toilet roll.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.